Jumping right in, a U.S. warship was recently targeted by two missiles near the Middle Eastern country of Yemen. An American military spokesman said the USS Mason was in international waters in the southern part of the Red Sea when the attack happened. The ship deployed onboard defensive measures. The missiles missed their apparent target, hit the water, caused no damage. But where did they come from? The U.S. says they were launched from a part of Yemen controlled by Houthi rebels. Who are the Houthis? They're a group that drove out the Yemeni president and government last year. The Houthis have taken control of much of war-torn Yemen, but they deny that they targeted the U.S. warship. This goes deeper, though. The Houthis are a Shia Muslim group, and they're supported by Iran, a mostly Shia Muslim country. But they're opposed by Saudi Arabia, a mostly Sunni Muslim country that's leading other nations in attacks against the Houthis. Tensions between Shia and Sunni Muslims date back centuries.
When Islam's founder, the Prophet Muhammad, died in the 7th century, his followers were split over who should take over. Abu Bakr was one follower they wanted to choose. Others wanted his cousin and son-in-law, Ali. Ali became the leader for all Muslims for 5 years before he was killed. His son Hussein was killed in battle by what were to become the Sunnis. Since then, the followers of Ali have been known as Shia. Across the world, the vast majority of Muslims are Sunnis. What makes the Middle East so complicated are the maps that were drawn and the national boundaries that were put down about a century ago when British and other empires were pulling back from the region. And the struggle for power today has its roots in how the region was divided, how those maps were drawn.